everyone. Welcome back. This is OmniTalk Retail. I'm Ann Mazinga.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we are coming to you live from the Vusion Group booth, booth number one at the World Retail Congress in Paris. Chris, we have a very special guest today. Brought to us by the Vusion Group. Thanks again for their support for covering or for helping make all of our coverage here possible. Today we have Susan Viscon, the VP and Executive Director of Path Ahead Ventures at REI. Susan, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes.
Appreciate the time.
So we were getting caught up a little bit before we hit record here today.
Yes.
So your background is fascinating. Your job is fascinating. Tell the audience what it is, like who you are, what you did in your career, and how it came to be that you're now leading this venture fund.
That's a long story, Chris.
Yeah,
but thank you.
Well, let's do it. That's why
we're
here.
We've got time. We can get coffee.
Yes.
We can get croissant.
Yeah.
We've
if
got
you
everything.
Don't know REI, REI is an outdoor cooperative based in the U.S., and I've had the pleasure to work there a couple of decades and actually started in the buying role early on. I actually was going to be an attorney, believe it or not, and I decided, got into law school, did I want to make 24.
Oh, you went to law school,
well,
too.
I got into law school.
Oh, you got into law school.
And I
okay.
said, do I want to pay $24,000 a year or do I want to make $24,000 a year? And I decided, well, let's try this thing called retail. So I started at Dillard's as a retail executive trainee.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then transitioned to REI after about 6 years. Loved retail and wanted to connect with an outdoor brand or a values-focused brand. And so I've been with REI since then. Most of my career has been in merchandising, everything from inventory, planning, product development, and then served there as chief merchant for 7 years, which was an awesome time. And then a couple years ago, made a pivot to really support REI's impact work, specifically around how REI can have impact around racial equity in the business and outdoor industry. So that's what I've been focused on the last 3 years.
Wow.
And now you run something called Path Ahead Ventures at
yes.
REI. Explain for us a little bit about what that is and really how you kind of, your path led you to Path Ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I took some time away to do some family care for my daughter. And when I came back, and you know what, anytime you take a break, you reflect a little
mm-hmm.
bit. And
yeah,
I love my career, but I also wanted to think about what else could I do. And so when I came back, our CEO, Eric, we had just gone through 2020 and
yeah.
the murder
yeah.
of George Floyd. And he was just asking, like, what else could REI be doing in the racial equity space? And so he said, Susan, I just want you to go think about this. You don't have to have a plan yet. Just go think. And so I got the benefit of 3 months. I started to use my network. I realized the value of a network at that point. And just started asking entrepreneurs, investors, people running accelerators like Sephora Accelerate or Target's Accelerator.
Yeah.
What was working for them? How they were having impact? Mm. And through that, after 100 interviews, started to see that REI could leverage our resources. Like the benefit of being so many years in the outdoor industry is I knew everybody from sourcing to leaders across all these brands. How did they become part of the answer too? And so we decided that we would launch Path Ahead Ventures. It is a $30
million
fund.
Million.
That
wow.
fund does both direct equity investments, but also grants. And the idea that, you know, we're gonna help somebody come along into the business and build their business. The business is specifically though focused on founders of color. Do you wanna share that we estimate just 1% of founders in the outdoors are a person of color,
right.
yet 30% of those who recreate outside. We know there's a lot of innovation, and we know that often that's because of networks, and so we're trying to utilize our network in order to, you know, partner and invest with founders. And it's been awesome. We are now just 2.5 years along the journey.
How do you find them? Because with 1%, that's a small number. Like, how do you find them, or am I wrong in even asking that question? Or are they just coming to you because they hear about what you're doing?
So it's actually a combination there.
Okay.
And I appreciate you asking that, because when we first looked at it, and you're talking about 1%, one thing is making sure you're inviting more people to build their business
mm-hmm.
in the outdoors. And someone once said to me that, oh, there's gatekeepers in who gets to be in the outdoor industry and who doesn't. And we really want to say, how do we open those gates? And so we have a program that is a pre-accelerator. You have a $10,000 grant. You just have to have an idea. And then we work with you through 12 weeks. to build that idea and start to launch your company. Okay. You get $10,000. It's kind of like we like to think of it as friends and family.
Right.
You know,
right,
like the idea, but
right,
you don't have to pay it back.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And so then
entrepreneurs work.
Totally.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the value of that is we actually went out to a lot of communities. REI works with all kinds of, you know, Black Girls Run, Latino Outdoors, Outdoor Afro. We reached out into those communities and asked them to share that we were launching this and coming in. And then I will tell you, now that we have done this, it's our community of entrepreneurs that are sharing it within their community and know of other people that want to build a business and are sending them our way too. So
yeah,
it's been
great to
see. Get
the network effect going.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
All right, let's shift gears a little bit because we are at WRC.
Yes.
Have you been here before? What brought you here?
No.
It's your first time.
It is my first time. And really, I had reached out to a network friend and said, what conference really is tapped into what's happening? Where should I go? And Gwen introduced me to Ian, who is running WRC. And he asked, would you come speak about the work that REI is doing? And I was like, great. Awesome. It's Paris. I'm
right.
Sold.
Yes. Right. All you needed to say was Paris, I booked the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, Susan, tell us a little bit about what you, because you spoke on stage. What did you share with the audience, and what do you think, you know, was important for them to take away, at least from your perspective?
Yeah. So I have an opportunity to have two conversations. One of them was yesterday, and I partnered with David Boynton he was the CEO of Body Shop, and the whole conversation was around the power of purpose and how purpose shapes decisions that you're mm-hmm. making. And so it was great to kind of share between our experiences how purpose shows up in everything from tent design to launching something like Path Ahead Ventures to, you know, REI's Opt Outside work that we've done. And then tomorrow I'll talk about building communities, and that'll be really about like how you activate your community for what's most important, and then how do you create loyalty because you're including that community in inclusive design too. So,
and what are some of the key components you feel that like stand out when you are trying to genuinely activate your community for the retailers and brands attending?
You know, I think one thing is you have to come in really humbly and make sure that you are totally inclusive in your conversation. And I think about the work at Path Ahead. You know, I talked about doing 100 interviews.
Yeah.
You know, I do not have the same lived experience as the individuals that I'm trying to be a partner with. I also didn't have a background in VC. I didn't have a background in accelerators. So you need to bring in experts in that. And you really, you know, we have this design principle that's nothing about us without us. And so with every step, we are consulting with those that are closest to the opportunity, to the understanding, and reshaping it. Like, you can't just consult and say, what do you think, and not take the input, right?
Right.
Reshaping that. And so I think that has been really a true testament to it. And when you hear others representing your work that have been part of the community, it's like, you're like, that's powerful. It's much better for somebody who's been an alumni of our community to share the work of Path Ahead Ventures and REI than for us to stand up here and say it first. So we want to put that community forward.
Make
first.
An impact that leaves an impression that gets people to talk about it and tell their friends and to share the story without REI having to do it. Yeah.
Well, let's get you out of here on this then. So, you know, with it being, sounds like it, relatively a new venture.
Yes,
no
it
pun
is.
Intended in the word.
Yeah.
What are your priorities as you look to the end of the year, and how will you define success?
Yes. Well, there's three things that we're looking at. One is to have outsized impact and looking for partners who care about what we're doing and bringing them in so that, you know, a dollar in from REI can be an impact of $3 with other stakeholders. So that's the first thing. And in that specifically, one of the biggest issues for anybody building a business is capital, right? And so yes, we have equity investment, but we were looking for partners specifically to support loans. And so non-dilutive alternate financing is one of the number one things we want to deliver this year in with a partner in doing that.
Okay.
The second one is to really launch and leverage and highlight these brands across our stores and digital. So figuring out ways to do that are efficient and really map for them.
Bring them to your consumer. Bring them to your end consumer.
Definitely.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And then the third, I think we all are doing this, right? We're going to have 100 founders in our community this year that have gone through the program. We need to learn how to scale. So what's the most important thing to them, and how do we put the resources to the most important things?
Awesome. Wow. Well, that was great.
You.
Thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, the show's really heating up here.
I know. It must be on break.
Yeah, it is. A break. Everyone's let out. It's getting loud. It's getting boisterous. It's going to be a fun time, man.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for taking the time.
Pleasure.
Thanks
Absolutely.
For sharing Path Ahead Ventures with us. Thanks again to the Vusion Group for making all of our coverage of the World Retail Congress show possible. And until next time.
Be careful out there.